everybody. Well, this is the last Saturday in the month of November of 2015. So here we go. This is the date, 11-28-2015. Today we go into the light ship. So this is our Creation Light Ship Healing Program, where we go to the light ship, Saturday night live on the light ship. And we'll start clearing the date out for everybody. And let's clear that date. So November 28th, 2015. And on one of the shows, we actually cleared the date, and we had you check your hand over the numbers that we wrote down and cleared it. And if anybody would like to comment on that, how they felt, that'd be interesting. Send us an email or something there. But here we go. Let's clear this date. I'm going to clear the full moon. So is the moon looking a little weird to you or connecting to you? So here we go. The date. Clearing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. There we go. So next, let's clear the full moon energy. And here we go. So I'll use the word stronger to get rid of it. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And let's, today's a day, I guess, for the Christians called Advent. Kind of a weird name, but I guess they have Advents. So this is the Advent day. So you may want to look up Advent in your encyclopedia and go a few words above and a few words below and just see what that word really means. But here we go. You know, it's a way that you can probably put your focus on things happening maybe during this time of the year, each day. So this is your a special time if you do that for your alien adventure timeline for Advent. So here we go, Advent for adventure on their alien timeline. So let's clear that if you have had that in your past, and you still may be out there on timelines. So if you are, you can wave to all your friends, and here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. Let's energize the light beams. So this is what we do on every program. This will bring peace into your room. And that's all source energy can do for you is, give you peace. After you have clearings, you get peace in its place. So here we go. Then it's up to you to, that's if your spirit after you're in peace, to do what you'd wish to do for manifesting. So here we go. You're here to be creative, and creation that you're putting your spirit energy into is manifestation. So here we go. Light beam activation. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do it again for everybody. In fact, we could do this. Why don't you select on your monitor screen which one you want to be female energy and which one you want to be male? Well, if you only have one light beam up, then it's your choice now. Now, there are people who have TV screens up and many monitors, so why don't you kind of decide which ones you want to be female. So here we go. Select your female screens. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And the other screens that you have up, or the other picture, it'll be male energy. So here we go. Remember, each light beam has three male energies in it when it comes through. So 1, 2, 3, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So let's get our co-host on. So, Kathy, are you there?
Hi, Ron. Hello, everyone. Yes, and I was out there waving to everybody on the alien adventure of the alien timeline there.
Yeah, I'm back here now.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, and I see you're back here, and we got the little tin can with the string between it, so you sound great.
I hope I'm on the creation lightship timeline of the now in the light.
Yes.
I say that every morning, and I command my spirit to join me on the creation lightship on the timeline of the now in the light, only the timeline of the now in the light. And then I check to make sure I'm in the now. And I try to hold it and stay heart-centered, do the mind-to-heart drop several times a day. It's just a good habit to get into to doing. Ron does give us opportunity on this program to practice it, but he's just leading us. We can do it ourselves, too. This is Creation Lightship Healing Station 2 on Saturday, and it's about self-empowerment and how we can obtain more spirit energy, get more of our whole self back to us, as we were intended, because all these timelines we're on take us away and off and have us fragmented into just something else that we're not supposed to be. So thankfully we have Ron and the Creation Lightship, this program, The Healings Online on creationlightship.com, and conference calls that Ron holds several days a week, and also intensively for the weekends. So there's many, many opportunities to regain our source energy and become who we are supposed to be, and to ward off alien adventures. So, Ron, thank you for clearing those energies. And, you know, it's we're approaching that time of the year when there's a lot of Christmas carols on the radio and reminders, and it just seems to come at a big slam to tell us that, yes, Jesus was born on Christmas Day. And isn't it convenient for the calendar that the aliens gave us Christmas Day to declare that Jesus was born on that day?
Yes, great, isn't it?
Yeah, we didn't know that. And also, what Ron was doing was clearing energies of the date, the full moon, the time, just all sorts of things he clears. What he's doing actually is something we can do online. That's with the natal barcode removal clearing. There's other clearings too, but primarily dates and numbers and holidays can be removed. The name of them, the purpose of them, the emotions around them can be removed on the natal barcode removal clearing. So one of the ones that I clear every year is the words Christmas Day and holiday, a lot of things like that. I also did clear the full moon. It was in my face so big last night. I knew it was a full moon even without having to read about it. So thank you for clearing the energy of that, because sometimes we get into these funky moods and we don't know why, and, you know, it could be a planet, like a moon. And those are good to clear, too, on the natal barcode removal, just for, you know, a quick, if you hear it coming up, get the energies off you as soon as possible. There's other places to clear it, too. I'm just saying that right now, just following Ron's lead here. So, Ron, we have some questions that came in from Friday's program, Wednesday's program, and comments and things. So maybe we could get started on them now.
Sure, that'd be great.
All right, so someone wants to know your interpretation of the word sin. And did Jesus really die for our sins or any one sin?
Well, he was killed. Because, you know, of the aliens not liking what he was doing here. And remember, you don't know who was in the body of these people that were living back then. So they're very possibly shapeshifters came into a human body, if it was even human, and didn't like what he was doing as far as self-empowerment and got rid of him. That's basically it. As far as what they claim from a lot of people when you talk to them about his death, they think that he bundled up everybody's energies from their bodies and took it with him or got rid of it, got destroyed, we'll say, when he died. And that's not true. So the body died, and that was it. So, you know, it's up to you, just like, you know about, you're responsible for your actions, and you're responsible for your thoughts, and you're responsible for what you say physically. So, you know, it's up to you to understand what you're doing. It's not up to someone else to come and save you, we'll say, to do anything like that. So, but that's, you know, we'll probably talk more like Easter stuff. But, yeah, that's all that, you know, it's nice to have somebody to pass the buck to. And that's why you go to church to pray for a favor, you know, pay some money and get a favor done in the process. And I would imagine people listening who really wanted something very desperately in their life, maybe they paid an extra $20 to go along with their prayers. It'd be interesting if somebody could do a comment on that and, you know, just to see if you got, you know, a benefit by paying more money, you know. So anyway, that's basically it. So no, he did not die for anybody's sin. You know, that's, and the dark side will make you think that. And people who do pray to the dark side Jesus, which is what they're praying to, there's no light there. And the dark side can do miracles. That's what they're known for. And they can do anything because they gave you the problem, they can take it away. So once you understand that, then you can realize that, yeah, there's something that I can do. That's why if some people who have a really, really bad problem with somebody doing psychic attacks on them, maybe it's some kind of sorcerer or witch or something, they need to find somebody who is actually more powerful dealing with that particular art to take it off. A beginner can't do it, but somebody who's been, you know, astute can, because they know about the system. And so that's, anyway, going a little sideways there, but that's kind of where we are here. So, but he did not do anything you know, like that to help anybody out. The ones that came to him who had their emotional clearings, where they got released from their judgments, just like we do on the website, you know, that was done. And whoopee. So back to you.
Well, thank you for answering that. It seems to be important for people, I don't know if they're historians or documenting something or doing a paper for school or something, but it seems to be that a lot of people want to know the details of what happened way back then. And they want to go beyond what the Bible says. So they consider you, Ron, an excellent source of information. Since you were there, so to speak. So here's another question regarding, well, I just talked about the natal barcode removal, and she would like to know, this listener, if you could address again why it's important to remove vowels from people's names.
Okay, the vowels are, we talk about alien keyword intercept, that's a pre-clearing. So the vowels are somehow, at least with the English language, connected to the aliens. It's a very powerful letter that they use to track you, and to also, you know, the tracking is put into the vowels to track the word that you're associated with. Saying it a different way, since you know, if you get a piece of paper out and you start reading something, you're going to see vowels in the different words, typically, okay? As I'm looking at one here right now, I don't see a word on the piece of paper, you know, maybe the word I, that's still, you know, one thing that has, you know, A-E-I-O-U, but I'm looking, I don't see, and I never have done this before, you know, so I don't see any word that doesn't have a vowel in it. So let's look at it a different way. So how would the aliens track you if you have a language and you have a written language? Well, they're going to want to attach something to each word. So they're going to go, what do we do here? How do we do this here? We can't have this tremendous, storehouse of words, and each one is tagged. We'll just pick on the vowels, making it really simple. So if you have a vowel in the word, we're going to attach our energy to that word. And if it's said enough to somebody, or they like that word, now we can attach to them through the word. That's the way it works. So that's why if you clear the vowels, it doesn't relate to you whatsoever. Remember, when you're reading something, it's imprinting into you. And you become what you're reading. And you're identifying yourself with each word. You may not definitely, if you read something, maybe you could take it over from here. Kathy, just talk about that. For the English language, that's the way it works.
Yeah, but other languages have very few vowels, and their cultures are considered to be very heart-centered, such as the Polynesians and the Pacific Islands. Their vowels are very limited. You don't have as many as we do. Most of the other languages, I can't speak for Islamic or Middle Eastern, or, I really am not familiar with a lot of the Far Eastern or the Chinese. But the languages that have very few vowels are considered to be a very loving type of people. And,
great.
Maybe that's a coincidence.
Yep, very possible, but it's probably because they don't want them. They don't want to get into that energy somehow. Maybe the alien race that brought them here said, no, you're not going to do this to us. So maybe there's a pecking order on the aliens. And so maybe the ones that want to abduct more people are only working with the people that have a language for communication that has more vowels in it. So anyway, you can clear away that, and I'll do a sample of that for you. So I want you all to say your name out loud. And now I'll clear the vowels in your name, and when you say it again, it's not really going to relate to you. So here we go. Clearing the A, E, I, O, and U. There we go. Those are cleared. And I think they also use, what is it, some other Y and W or something. I don't know. It's been so long. But those are the main vowels. And so say your name, and it shouldn't really relate to you too much.
Yeah, some letters sound like a vowel, but they're actually a consonant. Ron, are you suggesting that if someone wants to clear a name, that they use the free clearing, the alien...
keyword intercept?
Keyword intercept free clearing that you have on your website?
Well, it all depends how deep you want to go with that, It could clear the name once as you read it, but if you want to go deeper and to actually get it off of yourself, then you want to do the clearing that is the natal clearing that we have.
The natal barcode removal.
Yeah. That's
exactly okay, so... Next part of the question this person has is wondering if they do remove the vowels from another person's name on the nail barcode removal, does it affect the person or themselves, in their relationship? Let's say they're, parents or married, and especially if they're praying for you in Jesus' name. Will it lessen some of the impact of that? I guess that's what they're asking.
Well, by clearing their name, it's not really, it might take some of the alien attacks off them, maybe. You want to clear your name. So the question is a little different, but asking how you get to somebody who's praying for you. That's the question. So that's Dark Side Practitioner, since you know who they are. And if they put your name in a prayer circle or whatever it is, then if you cleared your name on the natal chart clearing, then very possibly by them using your name, it may not come to you, the energy. But if they have a picture of you and everybody knows how you look, then they'll use the picture of you, you know, because they've seen you. Let's just say that you got, I guess the word is excommunicated. You did something bad and the church kicked you out because they didn't want you to poison the congregation, you know. And so they use that, the phrase, you know, one bad apple will spoil the, you know, the basket full of good apples or something. So right away they may know who you are. And there may be 500 people praying for you to come back to the church. And so by getting rid of the, your vowels in your name or doing that clearing, the NATO barcode clearing, it could help you, but they still have your picture. And the picture is going to identify you. So, you know, I don't know how to release that picture energy of you. So that's another thing. But, you know, if you are being attacked by things, and that's a dark side practitioner clearing. Back to you.
Ron, if we are in a yearbook, let's say, or, you know, let's say we're all, our picture's on a frame on the wall at the church, and we're no longer part of the organization, but our picture's still there for, you know, historical reasons. So, didn't you once say that we could ask our spirit to remove, to withdraw, to take back the energy out of that photo?
Yes, that you can do also. Yes, you can do that. I can't guarantee you're not going to get attacked, but they won't be able to connect to your spirit, so they can't steal your spirit. But they can probably still put energy onto your body. That's very good, yeah. Very interesting. I imagine a lot of people listening probably have that that concern. Maybe they've been to church for years and they had pictures taken, and the church brings up, you know, something, or even like a yearbook or something, and they go, oh, yeah, I remember that. 10 years ago, we had all these people here. And what happened to Sally here? She dropped out. Where is she? Oh, we better pray for her, you know, to get her back. Maybe she, you know, is being, you know, the devil's overtook her, you know, or something. She's not coming here any longer. So, yeah, your spirit energy out, but you still have the picture of you. So your spirit energy is great to get out of it, but they can still hook you up through your physical picture. I don't know what to do with that one.
Well, in the other clearing you have, curses, hexes, and spells, and also organizational whole life clearing.
Yeah, that could help you. Yes, great.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've had to do that myself. I belonged and I used to manage many organizations, so that one kept me pretty busy. I hope I unhooked. I hope I unhooked myself. I was so glad you had that. But for anyone who's a member of the Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, certain clubs at school, you know, all the things we get looped into. The organizational clearing is an excellent one to release your the hooks that were, it's still in on you, that same old energy. It's old energy, and they still have you hooked in there, and it does affect your body. It's like someone's slowly pulling out your blood, and then you get it back. And anytime you've had to, if you were in the Scouts, you had to do oaths, and you had to make pledges, and on. So if you can, if you want to do a big release, do yourself a big favor, and try that organizational whole life clearing, and put the name of the organization one at a time next to your name for however many years it affected you from the beginning. And you'll start to see just how hooked up these organizations are. They're like that web energy, right, Ron? It's like that octopus energy.
Yeah,
once you're in, you're in.
Yep.
Okay, so listener who wrote in to ask that question, you really spawned a great conversation and a lot of more information revealed on how we can get cleared out, unhooked, and regain our power and our spirit back. in another way that we just, you know, just kind of came out of the conversation. So thank you very much for sending that in. And if anyone has also, besides myself, tried that organization clearing and would like to share their experience, maybe that we'd like to hear that, because, as I just said, to me it was very profound. And actually, I find that I'm just not even done with it yet. Come up with more things. Okay, next question. Ron, I have a sleep question here, and this person, he says he's disabled, he sleeps a lot, and he's worried about that. He's worried about sleeping too much because he's afraid of his spirit leaving his body when he's asleep. He's heard you say that it does, you know, take off. And he's wondering if that does happen, because he's done the abduction barcode removal, and he's done the abduction clearing, and he does do timeline crashes. So he's wondering, you know, he thinks he's sleeping too much and wants to know if he still, you know, puts himself in harm's way by sleeping so much.
Boy, I would say possibly. Remember, when you're sleeping, you normally don't have control of your spirit. You command it to stay with you. But when you're sleeping, sometimes the dark side will entice it to go someplace or cause an event to happen where that body that they created that looks like you needs to have some assistance, so your spirit will automatically take off to go to it. That's the unfortunate thing. So it sounds like you've done all you could do, and that's about really all you can do to help yourself out. You may want to do a clearing when I first put it up. I think it's clone planets, cloned Earth, something like that. And you may want to do that. So that helped a lot of people when I first put it up, to help their spirit stay with them. So back to you.
Okay, but your first suggestion to him was to command his spirit to stay with him in this body while
yes.
He's asleep.
Yes, do that.
Mm-hmm. So, listener, if you can remember to do that before you drop off, you have a better chance of staying in your body. Just keep reminding your spirit. All these things Ron suggests, by the way, we have to do more than once. It's easy to think, you know, oh, I did it, but no, these have to be done repeatedly.
Yes, that is correct, yeah.
Right, for them to work, right? I've had to learn that, and I've heard so many people say it's just they make it a habit, and they have far less dreams, nightmares, travels. You know, when they forget to do it, then they come back, all that stuff. So this person doesn't say if they have any dreams, but anyways, thanks for the question, and we can all benefit from the answer of, you know, just commanding our spirit to stay in our bodies and while we're asleep. Yeah, and then there's also parallel lifetime clearings we can do, too, on the alien attack clearing, if you've got that. All right. Look into it. This next person has weak energy and says that his spirit can only energize his body, or I'm saying his, but it could be a her, to a degree that doesn't last very long. Okay, so they have weak energy, and that means they're not able to sustain themselves during the day.
I now increase my life force energy. Your spirit isn't going to sustain you for life, okay? The spirit inside of your body that's with it, and the mind of the body, that's its job to do that. Your spirit, if your spirit's out of your body, you will start to lose some energy, but I don't know how much it's going to drop, because there are people who are living a perfectly fine life with no spirit. their eyes are black, and they're doing great. So you just need to know that, you know, don't put all that energy and stuff on your spirit. Normally your spirit's very silent, and it's with you to put its energy into your creations. You don't want to get too mental with this here, thinking that you're tired because your spirit left you. That's probably not the fact. So you may look more upon why are you tired. I now increase my life force energy. That will activate more spirit energy that's with you, and also activate the mind of the body and the energy of your spirit that's in control of your body. The one that looks out of your eyes is just there to imprint energy into what you do for creations. As you're writing something, you know, as you're at work doing something, as you're painting something, you know, whatever you're doing, your spirit energy is being imprinted that way. That's what it's there to do, to put light into your manifestation. So, you know, don't look upon your spirit as keeping you awake during the whole day, because it's only going to be really used when you call upon it. And it's just waiting for you to be creative. So I would suggest that instead of saying your spirit's the problem, no, it's a problem that you need to command your mind and your body and the spirit that's in your body to help you out to stay awake. So back to you.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, he's concerned about ascension, thinking that him being gone or asleep is going to affect ascension. Maybe.
Well, that's why you do the transfer, you know, the New Earth transfer clearing. So you don't want to get too mental with this, but each time you do a clearing, then enter that clearing into the New Earth transfer. That way, that energy of what you cleared out of you, as your spirit integrates with you, and you become more whole, will be transferred to that clearing. I mean, to that location. And that's all that you can do. So keep doing that each time you do a clearing. When you complete one, or wait a week, write them down what you do, or whatever is easiest for you, then, you know, do that. Enter that in there, and you don't have to worry about anything, because you're already accounted for. So don't get too mental about ascension and, you know, things like that, because, you know, you have to live life here. You can't just give up on life because you're here to live life. And you can't wait for ascension and do nothing because you're here to be creative. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. I just wanted to also mention to people that if you click on the fast chat box on creation, bbsradio.com, Creation Lightship Healings, it'll take you to a page that has a lot of information on it on the top. It's also the same information that's on the creationlightship.com website, only this is like a lot more bullet points. And this person and anyone else who wants to... the New Earth Transfer Healing login information, it's on there. There's a lot of other information on there, too, about there's the free animal healings on there and the link. This is a good go-to place when you have questions about topics we may have already talked about or things that you're wondering about. Do check that page while you're sending in your comments to Ron. From that very same page. It's all right there. All right, next question, Ron. It's a physical one. This listener has been running timeline crashes on her thoughts. Wow. And then she's been feeling better, and she thought about how she was feeling better. She's able to walk, she says, and bend over without any pain. And then she says the next day she woke up with a pain in her back. Now she's wondering, is it something else? Is it an object, an implant? Was she attacked in some other way? She has done a lot of clearings on it. She has quite a list here of clearings she's done for that issue in her back. She was also on the clone replica removal phone calls for that issue. So anyway, now it's kind of come back, and she wants to know if you can see something in there that she might have missed.
Well, it's really hard to find objects, you know, yourself. But here we go. I'll take one off. This is the object clearing that you can probably do. I think it'll take away physical objects. I mean, normally I made it for having something, you know, maybe taking the negativity off something. So here we go. So if you have a back problem or another problem where you believe or think or just are wondering if you have an object there, because you may not even know, this could be your first show listening to us, and you had this pain in my back, you know, or shoulder for like 5 years, and I just have to live with it. Well, maybe you got, you know, some kind of nail or sword or something stuck in there. So here we go. But you need to look at, think about, focus on whatever works for you there, where the problem is. So I need to know where it is in you, so or on you. So here we go. Let's release whatever is there. And these are typically objects that, like knives and pokers and things, swords and whatever. And it could be from a past life, or it could be somebody working on you right now. You don't know. You know, you have somebody who got mad at you a long time ago, and all of a sudden this pain appeared. A star sign practitioner. So here we go. You got to think of something. Body location. And here we go. I'm going to be taking that away from you. And here we go. Oh, I'm yawning, so there's some energy there. There, got released. Now, kind of see how it feels. And if it feels better, that's great. I guess most people's concern is it going to come back? I don't know. You know, did somebody pay somebody $10 in India to do this, and that's a month payment for them or something, you know, or some country that has, you know, hardly any money, and the guy is there, or girl's there, or lady's there, or whatever, you know, killing chickens or goats or whatever to do something to you. You know, I can't say it's not going to come back, but if it's released right now, you know that something was in you, and somebody put it there, okay? I don't think you're a masochist, so you know that something got stuck into you from someone else. Remember, the mind's very powerful. So, I guess back to you, Kathy. We'll go to the light ship in a minute here.
One more thing about the back, and that's because there's so many times we're walking places, and there's people looking at us from our backside, you know. And you can feel their energy.
Yep, you have people who are jealous of you when they see you. And they may give you a bad whammy of something, so that can happen. You can pick up stuff all the time.
Right.
But if you feel better, then you know that you know this has helped you. And hopefully it won't come back.
Well, I'm going to claim that healing for myself, too. I think that's a really good one for all of us, you know, something about the back.
Yeah.
So we appreciate that on behalf of everybody. We'll enjoy that. Okay, a real quick question here, Ron, before we go to the light ship, and then people have been sending in some requests already, so I'll forward those over to you. Okay, next question, quick one. Is it true that aliens keep injecting us with arsenic during abductions? And is it impossible to clean it out because they won't let us?
Well, I don't know about, you know, arsenic, you know. I can't say that's true or not true, okay? Can they do something to you, inject something into you to cause you harm? Yeah, they can do that. So, yeah, they can do whatever you could imagine they can do to you, okay? And probably then some. Because they're in control of you, and when you're abducted and you're on those tangent timelines and they have you hooked up to or strapped to a table and they're taking body fluids out of you and injecting things in you and stuff like that, you know, that's what they do. So and other stuff. So they, you know, are you in control of that? No. Can it harm you down here? Yes. How do you get it out of you? Well, if you know what it is, then go on and do some clearings to see if you can get it released out of you. Will one clearing fix it? Yeah, it could. Are they going to come back to you? Well, you have to ask the aliens that. You probably don't want to, but, you know, remember, you're not in control of what they're doing to you. The only way you can really get in control, if at all, is to do the mind-to-heart drop, stay in that peaceful energy. But you have to do clearings to get rid of the stuff attached to you, the DNA, like the emotional clearing for sure, so they don't want you. Because they're going to read all that in you, and since you respond and jump around and get angry and upset and happy, you know, very happy, they have you hooked up just as much as you are being sad. So you need to shed your emotions. You need to clean out those energetic bodies that they're attaching to. Remember, they're attaching to your energetic bodies because you have problems and you have situations going on. These bodies contain the stuff, you know, baggage, we'll say, that they are connecting to. So how do you get rid of the aliens? You do clearings to clean yourself out of all this baggage that you have. That's why we have whole lifetime clearings. So if you're interested in getting out of that alien agenda, that's what you want to start with. And you're going to have much better results by doing the clearings. Because they don't want somebody who is in neutral and peaceful. They get no mileage out of that. They need to get your reactive energies. So I guess we'll go to the light ship here. This only works live on this program, which is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And if you're hearing an archive, then you're going to feel peace energy. So you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants as we go up. So going up right now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're bilocated. You're out of time. You notice in the room where you are, everything looks kind of different. It'll look like it has no energy, like it's dead. That's because nothing can cord you when you're in the now. So here we go. So you're in the now right now. You're out of time, which means that nothing around you can affect you. So here we go. You're going to want to request one particular situation that you're dealing with. Normally it's some type of body situation. Maybe you have a pain someplace, so just focus on that. And each time we go into a room, you know, request that feeling out loud to get it released. So here we go. I'm going to go into the detox room. And it's the hot tub room. Here we go. So more energies. And we'll have some mud energy coming to us. And we'll also have some crystal energy in the detox mud. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into the pain release room. And also the floating magnet room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we have, looks like some four-leggeds here. So we'll go into the deer room, and we'll go to where there's elk, and let's go into where there's buffalo. So we have three different rooms that we're going into at once to have healings. If you wish to, touch them, pet them, you can put your arm out kind of in front of you, palm facing forward, and move it about maybe a foot from your body, and you're going to feel a presence there. And move your hands up and down, back and forth. Do it slowly, and you may actually feel the presence of the fur, the skin of the animal. So here we go, bringing the energy a little stronger to you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And next we're going to the dragon room. And there's three dragons coming, and here they come. Request your healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, we have lambs. That's good. Okay, lamb energies. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I think sunflowers are nice. We'll go into that room. The sunflowers are about probably a 6-foot diameter sunflower. And look very pretty. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into the room with the bumblebees and also the honeybees. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into one final room. This is the room which has trees. So we'll go into the room with the redwood trees. And here we go. Request your healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into a room of your choice. Remember, once you are up there, these rooms materialize instantly. And there'll be rooms that you're normally used to, or energies you're used to seeing here. So here we go. One room of your choice. And if you don't know a room, we'll go into the room with the oxygen. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So we'll come back from the light ship now, and we're bringing our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants with us. And coming back down, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, if you must. That was pretty nice. I can't get over those elk. They're so elegant. How nice to be able to be healed by something that seems so powerful but so graceful at the same time. Only on the Creation Light Ship. So that was a very healing experience, and Ron takes us on here to the Creation Light Ship with him as our escort so we can experience the samples of what it's like. Notice how you feel, if you feel a little flush, notice if you feel a little bit more energized, or if you feel like so peaceful and blissed out, then you know you were there even if you didn't see what he's describing. If you saw what he was describing, then you know you must have been. That must be very wonderful, and good for you. But a lot of us do not see it, but we do feel it. However, this is Ron's gift to us as a sample of what he does on the Saturday and Sunday physical rejuvenation conference calls, and those are where the majority of our bodies get cleaned out like that by light beings like these, and Ron escorts us place to place to place, and we reclaim our healings just like we did tonight. And for those of you who are wondering if what it's like, well, I just like to invite you to try it, and you can just get on the call, check in with Ron early, listen in and follow him along, or after a while, if you have to go, you can be, you know, on the absentee, but you'll still be connected to the Creation Light Ship, and then you'll be in quarantine after the call ends, and we'll get worked on. That's where a lot of healing takes place. So it's an important thing, and it's something that we don't have to actually do. Ron does all the work, because we're busy doing our online healings anyway, right?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
So, anyway, Ron, some listeners sent some great things over to you, and I want to share with the listeners. They are offering some things. You had done the alien release, enslaved aliens program with Anne, and then Mr. Oxygen captured that whole segment, made it into a wonderful YouTube video complete with a light beam face that we've sent out to those who requested it. And then another listener has gone on to create that same video but make it with an endless loop. So it's actually a link now to a web link that you can listen, and I tested it out, and it does work. You can just keep it running as long as you want on your PC, you know, whatever you've got, laptop, whatever. And the light beam space comes up, and it's just perfect audio and everything, just like what Mr. Oxygen did, and also like the one with that's just the audio clip that one of the co-hosts made, which is perfect for your cell phone. You know, if you're doing the healings, you can listen to that. And you've got light beams up while you're doing the online healings anyway, so you can have that go through on your cell phone. But anyway, they all work great. And so someone wants this with the endless loop that just a listener just offered, I'll be happy to send it if you can write tonight or tomorrow and request it. Otherwise, someone else will have to send it, and I can't guarantee when that will be. Okay, so, and then another listener sent in a really interesting video about how, it's a very short video that's on the websites now, and it's unknown forces cause mysterious car crash in China. And you can see this bus driving along, and all of a sudden it, like, kind of tilts all by itself, and there's no other cars around. It's kind of like something lifted it up. Have you seen that yet?
Yeah, that sounds interesting. Don't know what to say on that one, you know. At least have fun.
Well, you know, I know there's cameras all over on the lights, so that's how it got captured. This wasn't planned. So for anybody who's doubting or just really wants to see this, again, you can ask, and I'll be happy to forward this. Just ask for the car crash video in your subject line, and I'll know what you mean.
And there was that German one, too. I think it was a UPS truck or FedEx or something, or delivery.
Yeah, it was a delivery truck, uh-huh.
Yeah, something like that that got abducted and crashed back down again and lost all of its cargo.
You know, it got completely cleaned out. It was all cleaned out.
Yeah, the aliens like that.
No idea what was in it, huh?
Well, they're probably having fun with it, you know? It'd be interesting if that happened to happen here physically on a store, one of the big box stores, you know, and it's all ready for Christmas, they're all filled up, and all of a sudden, wow, it's all gone, you know? Anyway.
Yeah.
They probably won't bring that out of the news. It'd scare too many people.
They're probably seeing all sorts of weird things with these cameras everywhere, you know, especially in traffic areas, signals. Okay, well, back to the questions, Ron. I got a few more that came in. Here's a quick one. Maybe it has to do with when we were talking about organizations. But this person's wondering if it's possible to be courted to their profession and their job, or is it just courting to people?
Boy. It could be to what you're doing at your job or your title head or what the company is doing. They could possibly connect to that. But I would say for yourself, it could mainly be people. So, I'd probably just keep it that way. Remember, everything is suspect. So, another way of looking at it, let's just say that, I'm going sideways here a little bit. Let's just say that you're a mortician, right? So you're dealing with dead bodies all the time. And did the aliens create that job for people to do that, to fix up, you know, dead bodies, to put them into a casket and have that ceremony, we'll say, before, you know, the service or whatever you want to call it, before they put the person in the ground. So do the aliens do that? And are the aliens connected to you because you're dealing with dead bodies? The aliens would probably love to have the dead bodies. So you being used as a host as you maybe drain off your bodily fluids and stuff, are they there collecting it, working through you with the shapeshifter, you know, it's hard to say. Is it possible? Of course it's possible. Remember, everything here is created by aliens. They're giving you just what they want you to have and no more. So as you start getting more awareness and you start getting yourself more in peace, then those energies can drop away from you. But they're only giving you what they want you to know, because they created everything that is here. So that's the bottom line. That's why technology has advanced so much in the last 100 years or so, because they are choosing to do that. Some people think that they're getting something more from something else outside the universe, and it's coming here, and people are being more awakened and everything else, and this cosmic energy is doing this. No, it's just the aliens are there, probably releasing more control. Remember, there's a pecking order, so maybe the aliens that aren't so bad are allowing you to have these things. And, you know, what's the benefit? You know, is there a benefit that they're getting off you that you know nothing about? So there's always a way to look at that. Back to you. at the age of Aquarius.
Yeah, they say we're in the age of Aquarius. Okay. Oh, okay, Ron, do you want me to read another question? We get a little more time, right?
Yeah, we can go probably 3 more minutes, yeah.
Okay. Someone wants to know, when they have their light beams on their laptop or their screen, and it's on a timer, and then you send in a light beam, will theirs be activated or not? Like you just did the male, female, non-gender earlier in the show. They've already got one going.
Yeah, yeah. If you have a light beam picture up and you're doing a clearing, we'll say, before the program started, yeah. But like today, we gave you a choice of which one you wanted, basically. But yeah, it will become activated also. But it's already activated for the clearing. Will it be stronger? I'd say probably not. But, you know, so I guess if you're asking if it's not activated, and once you put it up, it is activated. So it is activated once you put the light beam up on your monitor screen. So it's not like it's dormant. As long as it's there, turned on your computer, it's working. Even if you don't have a clearing up, it's still active on your monitor screen.
Eventually, you get to feel the energy. You get to know. You can just feel it eventually.
Yeah, yeah. That is correct. A lot of people say, yeah, I know if my computer went dead or something because I feel the energy shift and I feel the negativity coming into my room because you're putting the light beam up to give you peace. So you feel peace and you're in peace. If you take the light beam away, then it'll be the way it normally would be here. And you're going to start feeling the energies of non-peace coming to you. So that awareness is what you're having yourself, is being more peaceful. It's not that the light beam is doing something to ward off these energies. It can, in a sense, but normally you're just getting peace. So it doesn't really do battles for you, but it brings you peace. And when you're in peace, the aliens don't want you, so they're not going to really come around that with that much intensity because you're in peace. Like I said earlier, you need to be reactive for them to want you. So I guess it's time to close our program. And here we go. Have our 8-hour call tomorrow. That's at 10 o'clock. And that's Pacific time anyway, 1 o'clock Eastern. So here we go. It's an 8-hour conference call, getting rid of alien parasitic life forms. And we will make you real many times on that call. So here we go. Let's do the mind-to-heart drop, as you should be doing all the time. You know, I'd say half a dozen times, you know, a day, six times, 10 times. It's real quick to do. So here we go. I have to say it out loud, though. So I now command my spirit. That's what you say. And you command it to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. That's simple. I'm counting down. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay. Everybody, so blessings. And we shall hopefully see you tomorrow. And if not, hopefully you'll be on the Tuesday call that we have where we get rid of energetic cordings from people. That's at 5:30 Pacific. Bye, everyone. Blessings. Thank you, Kathy.
Bye.
Thank you, ladies. Good night, everybody.
You,